Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Hello from Las Vegas, Nevada. It's been a week or so, or a little bit more. I'm feeling much better. Thank you guys for asking. I had a really, really bad sinus infection that was just killing me. It became so serious I could barely see. My eyes were all watery. I was just, oh my goodness. And I'm Mrs. Crybaby when it comes to being sick. So I'm like, I was not even happy. I ended up having to go to the doctor and I had acute sinus infection. But anyway, I'm glad to be back. Miss you guys. I hope you had a great Christmas. I know some people were surprised to hear that I don't celebrate Christmas or any of the holidays. But I want to tell you guys, it's not that I don't celebrate Christmas or any holidays. I celebrate all of that throughout the year. Because this is my motto. If you are really about doing the right thing, and we all know as Christians that Christmas is for Jesus, if you're doing the right thing, then you should be doing Christmas 24/7, 365 days. You shouldn't have to wait till Valentine's Day to say, oh my God, I love you, and give you cards and candy. Oh my God, that is so nice. I think that is awesome. But I also think that you shouldn't have to do that. So just so you guys know, I do celebrate all year long. Not that I don't believe in any of those. Yes, I've had some trauma behind some holidays, especially Christmas, but it's not that I don't believe in those. I just want to, you know, celebrate it all year and just remind people at that moment in time they're important. Why wait a year to tell somebody they're important? Because you don't know if today or tomorrow was appointed to you. So today on the air, we have fashion designer Leontine Abdullah. She's a separate celebrity designer and has a fierce new look on an old market, affectionately named Lee Tyne Collection. Designers dressing the world, one city, one state, one county at a time. So we'll be waiting for her to get on the air. But you know, as it being the Christmas holiday, things happen. Sometimes people have other appointments and they may not be able to make it. I don't take it personally. We just know that, hey, they'll be on when they can and we just move on. But I just want to thank you guys, and we're going to play a commercial.
Hey, this is Sylvie, host of the Queen Sylvie Show on the Fishbowl Radio Network. Check out the show every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can hear me keep it real about everything while making a difference promoting comedy and other artistic talents from the Dallas-Fort Worth area and around the world. Don't miss the Queen Sylvie Show. Ahala.
On FishbowlRadioNetwork.com. Jump in.
All right, thank you, Sylvie. She's out of Texas. She's a great comedian. Follow her on my page. We're actually going to play a couple of songs, once by John Allen, Fade Away. He did episode 3 of singing and writing the episode for Empire. So here we go with John Allen.
Nowadays people are the same. Everybody trying to make a million in a day. Nowadays a lot of niggas just a bunch of copycats. Lurking on my Instagram like how we get the stuff like that. Boy, I make a way, I just make a way. Y'all just fade away, y'all just fade away. Y'all don't know the way, I follow the way. Copying a trend at the end of the day. Y'all don't know the way, y'all don't know the way. Me, I make a way, I just make a way. I'll just fade away, I'll just fade away. I'll just fade away, I'll just fade away. I'm sick of you, you niggas predictable. That's why you're more like I want to. Bad chick in the ass stick, hell on like a punzel. All that I want in a woman, I miss a piece of my puzzle, yeah. Shorty thought I was a dog, and she just to buy me a muzzle. And she always hit me up like, where you at and where you been? Oh no, she fine as hell. Look too good to be your friend. I'm like, why you cutting up this line? You want this shit to end. Girl, you keep acting paranoid. I thought you to the wind. Cause nowadays people are the same. Everybody trying to make forevers in a day. Nowadays a lot of niggas just a bunch of copycats. Lurking on my Instagram like, how we get the sauce like that? Boy, I make a way. I just make a way. Y'all just fade away. Y'all just fade away. Y'all don't know the way. I follow the way. Copying Katrina. Everybody wanna be famous. Everybody's trying to be great. But they ain't never had a dedication. Y'all ain't about to last me out the station. Life is not a plaything. People dying every day. Everybody wanna tell you who you are, how to figure, how to be. Don't let them kill your dreams. Got the sauce, get the flexing on these niggas. Gotta show you a boss. I be ballin' high, never fallin'. Duckin' your bitch like Jordan. Everybody know a nigga got it, cause I started when I was a Jordan. Like, ooh, just take a look at my shoes. Let's see the boy got the juice. Ooh, met the girl, she fell in love. I'll send her back when I'm through. And you know I got the sauce, yeah, yeah. Shawty come and roll with a boss, yeah, yeah. Cause it all just fades away at the end of the day. All just fades away. Nowadays people all the same. Everybody trying to make forevers in a day. Nowadays a lot of niggas just a bunch of copycats. Liking on my Instagram like, how you get the stuff like that? Boy, I make a way. I just make a way. Y'all just fade away. Y'all just fade away. Y'all don't know the way. I follow the way. Copying Katrina, they're here to stay. Y'all don't know the way. Y'all don't know the way. Me, I make a way. I just make a way. I'll just fade away. I'll just fade away. I'll just fade away. I'll just fade away.
All right. That was John Allen. And that was John Allen. And I love his song. I sort of kind of thought I had you guys on, what do you call that, mute. But I didn't, so I'm really glad. All right, we're going to play one more song, and then we are still waiting for our guest. But when we come back, if she's not here, we're going to go ahead and talk about another topic that we were talking, we're going to talk about today anyway, is taking care of you. Yes, you. And why should you take care of you? Because you're important. You're valuable. You cannot be a giver if you don't take care of yourself. So taking care of you. We're going to talk about that for a while. We're going to play great music and motivate you. We're going to play here with Loyalty.
3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm staring at my phone.
I'm looking.
I'm really wondering how I died.
I
know it's all my fault.
My fault, my fault.
I can't regret what I did.
Nah.
Or question what is happening.
Nah, nah.
And now it is what it is.
It is.
That's the way the dice
look,
is
rolled. Look, 3 a.m. stumbling, mind gone, I'm wondering. Five strong, we loving it. Milestone, we cover it. 3 a.m. by the juice spot, dreaming to get the coup drop. They ain't making the group stop, pulling up like a two socks. By the boondocks, chilling out cause the room hot. Getting high on the rooftop, never know when my dudes flop. Yeah, we got it here, pimp talk, we out of here. Hit me up, then we got it there. Smoking right near Koala Bear. 3 a.m. in the studio, really it's nothing. Time I need another shorty, man, it's cheaper by the dozen. Told me he was your cousin, knew you was up to something. I knew it when I was hustling, I knew that you was nothing. Instantly got a jump and you text me off assumptions. I knew that you wasn't bluffing, that's why I'm no longer cuffing. And you ain't the one I'm loving. And you ain't the one I'm loving. Ma.
3 o'clock in the morning.
3 a.m.
And I'm staring at my phone.
I'm looking.
I'm really wondering how I died.
Yeah.
I know it's all my fault.
My fault, my fault.
I can't regret what I did.
Nah.
Or question what is happening.
Nah, nah.
And now it is what it is.
It is.
That's the way the dice
look,
is rolled.
Look, look.
I hate answering my phone for you. I don't need this shit no more. Knowing you ain't loyal, shout out to Breezy. Screaming out, don't leave me. Relax and take it easy. Your old friends, believe me. You just need the gestures. Always the best dresser. Shorty Dale, Vanessa. I'm just trying to get better. Know what time we can settle when just vibe on our levels. Left me just hit the pedal and turn me into a rebel. But I gotta do, move how I gotta move. We was on one till you switched, called an audible. Your support is horrible, I'm straight like the honorable. My fault, no, you vulnerable. Situation is probable, she cold like a popsicle, it's easy for me. I'm wondering where we headed, girl, it's eager to see. See, I gotta go with the team and get with the team. Why you got a scheme, I'm just out grinding for my dreams and I'm out.
3 o'clock in the morning, 3 a.m. and I'm staring at my phone.
I'm looking.
I'm really wondering how I got
here.
I know it's all my fault.
My fault, my fault.
I can't regret what I did.
Nah.
Or question what's happening.
Nah.
And now it is what it,
it is.
That's the way the dice is rolled.
All right, we're back, and I am going to talk about today about why self-care is important. I've been thinking about this for the last couple of weeks because I've really, that's a whole other show, but I've been ordering subscription boxes, and they're boxes that, you know, you could have for a hobby, for makeup, for clothes. They even have a thrift shop. So what they are is a box. You pay a certain amount a month, and then they ship you items, and some are theme-based, some are food-based, and they have different boxes. Like, they have a snack box, they have a food box. I mean, it is just whatever you want. So I realized that, because my son was telling, Mom, you're addicted to these boxes, and I'm like, no, I'm not. And actually, I'm not, because for the first time in my life, I realized since I've been in therapy, you know, that I've really, really taken care of myself. So I'm really, really happy with that. So I just thought it'd be a good idea to remind everybody why self-care is important. You can't take care of anybody else if you aren't taking care of yourself, okay? So I just remind everybody of that. Okay, so why is self-care important? In this article, this topic today was taken from, well, the topic was mine, but I'm getting the information from this one will be several sites I'll mention to you guys today because I don't want people thinking I'm making this information up or I'm stealing from another person. So this is from www.healthyplace.com. Why self-care is important for your physical and mental health. And it was written September 12, 2015 by Emily Roberts, MA/licensed practitioner counselor. Okay, so basically, what is self-care? It's basically self-care. This is from a different place. Self-care is important to maintain a healthy relationship with yourself, sometimes called self-love. Because let's stop and think about it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We don't always think of ourselves. We're always rushing around, trying to put other people first, even our children. And yes, there's times we have to do that. But sometimes we get so overwhelmed that we stop taking care of ourselves and putting ourselves first. Self-care produces positive feelings, which improves confidence and self-esteem too. Self-care is important for your family and friends, co-workers. Unhealthy relationships come about when you don't take time for your needs. And that could be with staying in a relationship that you don't need to be for too long, or enabling family members, or not allowing your child to have consequences. So it's really important. I will tell you one thing I really noticed. When I take care of myself, it really impacts my blood pressure. My blood pressure today was extremely in the positive phase, and this is the lowest been, 129 over 79. That's great. Because you know what? When your heart has to beat extra hard and the blood has to, you know, work harder to get up there, it can cause strain on your heart. You can have a heart attack. You can have a stroke, or many other things can happen. And I'm in a place where I've been privileged to be with people who have traumatic brain injuries, whether it's been a stroke or a car accident, et cetera. But I'm learning that sometimes strokes are caused by not taking care of yourself. Sometimes it could be by, other people or yourself. But if you don't take care of yourself, then who else is going to? I mean, sometimes you get frustrated when you can't take care of yourself and other people have to. So let's learn to take care of yourself. Okay. So we're going to go back to why is self-care important? Excuse me. Why is self-care important? So we're now back to Emily Roberts' her article. Self-care is important for your physical health as well as your mind, soul, and let's face it, your overall health. But as I say, mind, body, and spirit. Without self-care, your relationships and others can suffer tremendously. And I'm adding this in. This was not in her article. You can get impatient. You can get tired. You can get depressed. Let's talk about it. Self-care is important, but some people think it's selfish. How many of you guys think it's selfish? I'm going to count to 10 in my mind. I want you guys to really think about that. Okay, so here we're back. So did you think about that and why you think it might be selfish or inconsiderate? Well, it's not. We know self-care actually makes you a more effective and energetic person. When you avoid taking care of yourself, then you actually avoid being the best caregiver or the best giver you can to other people because you're going to be worn out, you're going to be drained. So self-love is taking care of yourself, and it's not a selfish thing. God loves us enough to get on the cross for us, but he also took care of himself because you remember he removed himself at times away from the community or people and just went with his disciples. One time he went up on the mountain for 40 days by himself, so that's important to know. Self-care is nothing wrong with that. Let's go talk about self-care and mental health. Everyone I know could use a bit of more self-care. The best way to do this is to implement small but important self-care habits every day. Here's how I practice self-care. And I'm going to go ahead and let you guys listen to her. She is, again, this is Emily. Emily Roberts, MALPC, and this is from her article, Why Self-Care is Important. So here we go. I'm just going to let her talk about it. And she's going to give you guys some tips. And waiting for her to start. Self-care 101, she titles it.
Hey everyone, Emily Roberts here with HealthyCity.com. I write this blog, Building Self-Esteem. Today I want to talk with you about self-care 101. I'm in my kitchen because it's where a lot of my self-care happens. But the reason why I want to speak with this about this today is because last week I wrote a blog about self-care, but I want to explain to you a little bit more why it is so important. A lot of people don't do self-care. They're afraid they're selfish, and they're afraid it's going to keep on their time with their family or at work. Just don't take a minute or 2 hours to change your view. You're only letting others down, feeding yourself, and really impacting yourself. So the reason this is true is because you don't tune in. How do you know what you're feeling, right? How do you know what you need to do? It's not just stuff on your to-do list, and believe me, I know a thing or two about to-do list. Vibrate with positive energy. Otherwise, everyone around you is miserable. more miserable, and your self-esteem and confidence level is at an all-time low, really. Because how are you supposed to feel good about yourself when you don't even feel good in general, right? So I want to give you a few more tips. There is a link below to my blog from last week, but also think about things that you can do on a daily basis that's just for you, whether it be you're in the car, maybe you're in the carpool or something like that. You can still have your favorite drink or listen to some of your favorite tunes and make it a little bit of an easier experience for you. You can pick up flowers like I did, this other one, and make your apartment or your home feel a little bit nicer or prettier for you, not for anybody else. You can put food in your refrigerator or buy something special just for you, not for everyone else in the household. Go to your skin. This is mine. It's good. Take 10 minutes to take a shower, not because you have to, but if you want to, your favorite oils or your favorite shower. Right below, I tell you some of the ways to practice self-care. I look forward to seeing that and hearing from you. You can also check me out on Facebook at theguidancegirl.com and at Twitter at theguidancegirl.tm. Remember, self-care can work for you and it's work for everyone around you. Take good care and we'll talk to you soon.
And you can also find her on Facebook. She's at Facebook, YouTube. I'm going to look her up and see if she's on Instagram, but hey, you know what? It's those little things. And she said things about taking showers. Well, I want to come to you guys again. Let's get back to the subscription boxes. The reason I like the subscription boxes is because I bought one that's Coffee in a Book. That's what it's called. And it actually is a book they chose and a really great coffee mug because I love collecting coffee mugs. And they have hot chocolate. So every month I get a different mug. I get hot chocolate, a different hot chocolate flavor, and I get a book to read. And I take that time out for 25 to 40 minutes a day and just read. I can read before I go to bed, read when I get up, but it's taking care of me. I'm really learning from the program that I'm in, and especially taking care of my body, because if you're not taking care of your body and your mind and your soul, you can't take care of anybody else. It only impacts you. Sometimes the pain can be greater because you're not taking care of your body and you're not breathing. And I want to talk to you guys about breathing. What is breathing? Breathing is what your body automatically does. But there's a part of you, which I've learned through mindfulness and through the site called Luminosity, you can actually, and I learned it from other sites too and from my classes at Nevada Community Program, NSA, is that you can practice breathing. So I want you guys to practice with me. I'm breathing through my nose. I want you to hold your hand, two or three fingers over your belly button. And I want you to breathe in deeply through your nose, not through your chest, but through your nose. So we're going to do this together. Ready? And you let it out. But you're going to breathe in this time, and you're going to hold it for 5 seconds, and I'm going to count. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and blow out. Now the next time we do it, we're going to do it 2 more times. The next time we do it, we're going to really blow out and really concentrate for 10 seconds, blowing it out throughout your whole body and relaxing your whole body. Ready? 10, 9, breathe. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, be in tune with your body, 1, let it out, one more time, 10, 9, 8, be in tune with yourself, your mind, let this go through your whole body and concentrate, you are more than enough, you are important, and you are valuable. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe. All right. To breathe it out. So just wanted to tell you guys that. Oh, so that's another thing I do. I'm going to get back to the subscription box because these are fantastic. I'm going to do a whole show with these. But there's another box that I have, and it's called Honey Creek, and I love honey. And what's so awesome about a day that you can just sit down, have a little spoonful of tea, spoonful of honey, and then put it in your tea. And just relax. You have to find moments when you're breathing from your tummy, in through your nose, and out through your mouth. you're actually resetting your whole body and helping yourself. You can do that in stressful situations. You can do that just driving down the street. Practice your breathing, practice mindfulness, and practice self-care, self-love. She talked about flowers. There's many things you can do. For me, self-care now is I literally am every day finding something to do crafty. I found that I have a really gift for painting on glass, jars, and I'm making these awesome vases. I'm thinking about selling them. I don't know if I'm going to get that far yet, but it's really, I'm thinking about them because people really like them. So anyway, I just want you guys to think about that. And we're going to do play Dwayne God Help Me to Pray. That was Dwayne God Help Me to Pray. He's such an awesome artist. He's a really great man. He helps everybody, and he works for the school district. So let's talk about self-care, inner self-care. What can you do to take care of yourself? You can actually just inner self-care is relaxing, reading a book, you know, spending time meditating, taking a bath, any of those things, taking yourself out of situations where you can, you feel okay, so that you can help yourself. If you can't help yourself, you can't help other people. So just let's try to remember to really, really practice taking care of yourself, okay? We are going to play another song, and then we'll come back and we'll finish up with self-care. Who are we going to play today? I hope you guys really enjoyed this and that you really are seeing how that you really need to take care of yourself. We're going to play Nettie, You Are. Okay, we're back. That was Nettie with You Are. So we are going to talk a little bit more about self-care. What's outside care? There's inner care, taking care of yourself, which is relaxing, getting meditation, eating right, getting sleep. But what's outside care? And this was in the article, as we've talked about from the person today, and you can go to the beginning of this episode to hear more about her. But outer care, as she was saying in the article, but I'm going to talk to you about my versions of outer care. My version of outer care could be watching on I Love HD ID television, and it's a murder mystery, and I love just watching that and just being able to think. Love reading books. I'm really into reading books again because I had a little problem with too much anesthesia and being under too long, so I lost a little of my memory. But I'm really happy to be able to read. Outer care also for me is massages, just taking care of myself and being okay with me. Also just relaxing, you know, eating well, healthy. So some of them overlap. So you guys make sure when you're doing outer care that you're taking care of yourself. We're going to play commercial and then we'll come back and we'll play one more song.
Hey, this is Sylvie, host of the Queen Sylvie Show on the Fishbowl Radio Network. Check out the show every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can hear me keep it real about everything while making a difference promoting comedy and other artistic talents from the Dallas-Fort Worth area and around the world. Don't miss the Queen Sylvie Show. Ahala.
On FishbowlRadioNetwork.com. Jump in.
And something that you can do for inner and outer self-care and taking care of yourself so that you're there for other people is doing what I'm doing right now. Taught you some breathing techniques. You guys can find breathing techniques on YouTube. You can direct message me and I can send you some. But also listening to music is one of the best ways to help your inner and outer self, because listening to music, for most people, I can't say 100% of people, but most people, music really helps them, because we all have a type of music that we love and it helps relax us. Some brings us upbeat. So really, really think about, hey, I'm going to relax myself. I'm going to refresh myself. So here's one with Nettie in One Day. This is the last song. And then we'll read some Bible verses and we'll be on our way. Remember, self-care. As you listen to the song, think of three ways you can take care of yourself. Ready? Here we go.
I never did say I'm sorry for the way that I fought you. I never did say I'm sorry for not trusting things that you do. And now I'm looking back with a sad heart at the way things fell apart. But I know that you are here with me and that your love never changes. One day you'll show us what you were up to, and then we'll see whether here or in the heavens above, you will reveal more of your love. And the way you did those things that tore us apart, you will show us more of your heart. Yeah, you show us more of your heart. You will show us. As days pass, I can see your plans. They are shining right on through. As days pass, I can see your face. You shine forever you do. And though the dark times, they come and go, but Lord, you are always true. And every sorrow we're going through, oh Lord, we can count on you. One day you'll show us what you were up to, and we'll see whether here or in the heavens above, you will reveal more of your love. And the way you did those things that tore us apart, you will show us more of your heart. Yeah, you show us more of your heart. You will show us. Through the death and life of your son. And so I wanna say that I'm sorry for the way that I fought you. Resisted all of your purposes, but Lord, you have made a way. One day you'll show us what you were up to, and we'll see whether here or in the heavens above, you will reveal more of your love. And the way you did the things that tore us apart, you will
She's been on here before, about a couple of months. Great young artist. She's falling in love with God, and she loves giving his message. So you guys, make sure you listen in to her and really, really take this in today. Take in what self-care is. Because I know as the new year comes, people are going to be just looking at, oh, my God, I have to go to the gym. Or I have to do this or I have to do that. Just, you know, instead of making New Year's vows, why don't you just take time for yourself every day of the year, and then that way you can be of better service to others, and you won't have to worry about that. Because before you can take care of anybody else, you have to take care of you. And that's the one thing that I have learned from being in for this hip repair. I mean, I'm going to have to really take better care of myself because I have to have a knee surgery. So just make sure that you guys are doing that. Really, really taking care of you and making sure that you're okay. But if you're not taking care of you, who else will? Not many people will. Even if you have a significant other, sometimes you can, in order to give, you have to give to yourself. I mean, in order to receive, you have to give to yourself. So just want to remind you guys of that. I thought that was important to know. But anyway, so here we go. We're going to talk about some great, great Bible verses on self-care. And I'm trying to see what I do with them. But anyway, I'm going to keep talking. Oh, don't forget that this show today is brought to you by Alations Radio and Magazine, Kimmy Kim. This show can also be followed on iHeartRadio and Spotify and Jerry Royce Live that has 1.5 million listeners. So make sure you tune in to those spaces. Give us some squirts. Give us a shout out. And I'd appreciate it. Check out my Instagram page because I'm going to be talking about winning free coffee, some Starbucks certificates. I want you guys to start telling your friends more about my show. Rolling with the Divas here to care about your mind, body, and spirit. And I just really appreciate your time. All right. Here we go with 10 Bible verses or Bible verses from self-care. Okay, so here we go. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Oh, you do not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God. You are not your own, for you were bought with a price, so glorify God in your body. Take care of yourself. 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you, and that you may be good in good health, and all goes well with your soul. Remember, I told you, mind, body, and soul. 1 Corinthians 3:16, do you not know that you are God's temple and God's spirit dwells in you? There you go, spirit. Take care of your spirit. 1 Corinthians 3:17, if anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is holy and you are the temple. Take care of yourself. You don't want to be sick with diseases and things. You weren't born heavy. And I know people don't want to hear that. And I know people are like, oh, there's curvy girls, curvy men. If your body is using medicine or other things to help make you feel better, then you're not taking care of yourself. So that's that. Thank you for tuning in with Rolling with a Diva. I'm glad you did. Have a great day.